In the studio, I've got Teresa Michaels. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good. So Teresa is known as Salty. That's your stage name.
It is, yeah.
And we talked to you a few months ago.
Yeah.
And you were planning to record some music at that time.
Yes.
And now?
Yeah, I think I was.
You have.
I have. I've been really busy and so the first single on my upcoming EP, Evergreen, is ready to go. It's programmed to be streamed on all digital streaming devices, on platforms, and that is due out this Friday, which is the 1st of December.
Okay, and is the track or the Evergreen, the EP both called Evergreen? Or
just the track's called Evergreen,
okay.
And the EP, I believe, is going to be called Storm in a Teacup, so... yeah.
You haven't quite decided? Or?
Yeah, no, I'm still working on it. It's honestly, the work that goes in behind these things is crazy, but it's, you know, like it's cover art, just being in the studio, PR, campaign stuff, marketing, like so there's just so many different hats you have to wear as an independent artist. So
you're not working with a record company?
No, it's just all me. Just
okay.
Yeah.
I know you were working with was MC Tali a while ago.
Yeah.
As
yep.
kind of a mentor arrangement or something like that.
That's right. Yeah. So I caught up with Tali at a like a New Zealand music forum opportunity, and she offered to work with me to mentor me and just. Basically, there's so many things you learn along the way being a musician that, you know, you can cut lots of corners, or, you know, you don't have to learn everything the hard way if someone's been there before and done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's still been really hard, and everyone's got their own kind of journey too, so it's different for everybody. But yeah, she worked with me on one of the tracks called I Fall, and so she produced that, and I... wrote the melodies and lyrics for that, and so yeah, I'm looking to release that one in February, March, sort of in that summer festival music scene. Yeah.
There was a question I was going to ask about the. Were you recording in a studio? Were you doing it in your bedroom, like so many people do these days?
Yeah, I've been recording it up in a studio in Auckland with a producer by the name of Scott Seabright, who works with, I think, Brucey Jordan, who's a local musician here.
Yeah, we know Brucey.
Yeah, and various other musicians in the Auckland, Waikato area.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. And he, you know, like, I've got a lot of equipment, but having a studio and, you know, he's just got the ability to set up any other instrument, like a drum kit, guitars, synths, all there, and he's amazing. So, and I think also as a solo artist, it's really hard to write and record on your own and be all of that. So having somebody else to bounce those creative ideas off is actually really good. Yeah.
Is it kind of like if you're totally by yourself, you have to like do it, record it, make it, and then come back a week later and listen to it fresh and go, oh, now I need to change that? Is that much slower?
And also you only ever think about what you know. You don't think about any other new ideas because it's just the chord patterns or the melodies that you know, and having someone else's ideas and input on that just like doubles the creativity.
I
think... You know, you can. It's still my own. It's still my own work. But it's, you know, he's influenced it, and his as you would do if you were in a band or you were in a you know, a duo and you were playing with other musicians, you'd all be influencing each other. It's and as a solo artist, you also it can get really you can become a perfectionist and want to. It's never good enough, or it's, you know, you want to keep creating, you want to keep perfecting, and having somebody else. To work with, almost kind of, and having to pay for it.
yeah, that you know, focuses the mind.
It really does. It gets it done, and otherwise it just goes on and on and on. Hence why I've been wanting to create this EP and this release a single for a long time now, and working with somebody else has actually been one of the tools to really get me there to finishing it.
Yeah, I can just see. I can see people noodling away in their house.
Yeah.
By themselves, just forever refining it, almost refining it to death potentially as well.
That's right. And it's, it just brings it out. It brings it out of just those four walls into a whole nother realm where you kind of do, you're like, all right, well, this thing's coming to life now. Yeah.
So what's your process when you create a song? Is it just you and your guitar or something to start with? Working it out?
Yeah. I just sit down and generally, like, it depends on whether I've heard a beat. Like, I might hear a beat that I like, or I might hear a chord pattern that I like, or I might just be strumming my guitar and make up a chord pattern that I like. And then from that, I just kind of hear melodies. So I guess being a singer and growing up, singing in a lot of bands and choirs and things like that, if I just naturally sort of hear a melody, and then I write the melody in my head, the tune and to the chords, and then I put the lyrics to that melody. So it starts off really basic, and generally I might lay down like a draft track with logic. So I might put a little bit more instrumentation into the mix, and I make a really rough draft, like embarrassing rough, and send that through to the producer, who then goes, all right, well, that gives me an idea of, like the sound that we're, the genre we're working with, and the vibe, and it comes out a lot different, but it gives a rough starting point.
Because I've often wondered if someone starts off just voice and guitar and then they develop the song, and how do you know, to do something interesting with the drums at the start or at a certain point, and how do you know that you're going to have backing singers at a certain point, and a guitar solo or no guitar solo, or all that, how do those decisions get made?
I think from, listening to a lot of music and writing music and seeing it, on a, you just naturally kind of develop these skills where the elements that you want in a song. So you're like, okay, well, it needs to have a bass line to move it along, or it needs to lift here. It's starting to feel like it wants to lift here.
Okay, right. Yeah.
So you get that kind of like push-pull in a song, or you might feel like, it needs to drop away, and that's where you would have a break, and then you've got a break, and then maybe the drums fall out, and then you've got like your solo, your guitar solo, your keys solo, so that when it does lift back up again and all the instrumentation comes back in, it again gives it that lift, So it's creating interest for the listeners, and also telling the story. It's the main thing is it's telling that story and keeping the audience engaged in that story. Yeah.
And there was a question you were saying before about you can hear melodies, and as someone who doesn't know anything about writing music, like, how do you know when the melody is your melody and it might be something you heard somewhere else? Which is for people who are hugely successful artists and make a lot of money, there's always a chance they're going to get a lawsuit. That seems to be increasingly common these days. For me, I have no idea.
I've never worried about that, to be honest, because the likelihood, yes, that's going to happen because there's only so many notes in a scale, and so whether you're singing a melody or, I don't know, I just have never,
never worried about it, obviously.
Well, no, it's just, because it's almost like a, when you're thinking thoughts inside your brain and it's internal thoughts, it's like that. You just hear the melody and it's, I don't know. I mean, I know that it happens from time to time, but I don't think musicians consciously do that, because why would you? The whole reason for making music is to show your authentic self or to express yourself, and I've just never come across a musician who would want to copy another musician.
No, it's just like for me, it's because I don't write music. The only melodies in my head are somebody else's melodies, right?
Yeah. But that's a point too, because everything, everything we learn is reference to something else. So, any musician who's ever written music has been influenced because we can hear, we can play, So it's like, it's always there's always influences from music around us that we hear. So when we put together a song or I write a song, yes, it'll be everything that I've heard, a big combination of that, and that's what comes out, I guess.
We are certainly all influenced. Does Do you dwell on the topic of AI at all in music?
Oh, it's interesting you say that. I've just been listening to a podcast. It's called The Diary of the CEO. I really love it. It's just
I know that guy. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, and they were touching on that actually. No, I haven't, but it's super interesting the way in which we are constantly being. Yeah, affected by AI and
told to panic.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I mean, I had a friend the other day. She was like, check this out. You know, we went on to, was it ChatGPT or something? I was like, oh, look, I asked it to write a song about my son on, and what, you know, for his birthday. And it literally spat out, you know, like the lyrics for the song. And I read it and I was like, oh, yeah, that's okay.
But there's never anything magical. Like, it's often quite banal, isn't it?
It is. It doesn't have that human aspect. And I mean, I don't know. I think all these sorts of tools are just going to be tools, and I guess people are going to use them like they do with software and different synths and all that. And you know, when auto-tune came in, and then it became it was shameful to use auto-tune, and then it became a technique, you know.
Yeah, now it's a style. Some people say that's the style I'm doing for this. Do you use auto-tune?
I don't use auto-tune, but I've got effects on my voice. I've got like reverb and delays and
No,
I just try to nut it out until I get the take right, and it's...
I've heard you sing. Like, I don't imagine you need that level of help with you.
Well, your singing. Unfortunately, this year I actually lost a little bit of my hearing, so I have had to relearn to pitch a little bit through feel versus like my internal pitching, which has been a real struggle, and it was quite upsetting.
I bet.
Yeah. As a singer. So it did knock me a little bit, and, you know, if I have to use a tool at some point, I'm okay with that, because you tune a guitar, you tune a keyboard, and this is my instrument, so I feel like I'm not going to make that fit me feel like it makes me less of a musician if I have to, but I really hope I don't, because I hope it goes away, even though I don't think it's going to. But
I'm intrigued with the idea that you, because you pointed to your throat, the feel, you can tune by the feel.
Yeah, so you can feel like in your body where the pitch is.
Right.
So you can, I don't know if you've heard of like chest voice and head voice. It's basically where you're sending your you know, your breath that you take in from your diaphragm, and when you're singing, you're basically projecting sound into different into different areas of your body, and that's where it resonates, and that's how you get, you know, obviously with your vocal folds as well, but that's how you get into like falsetto, you know, when you're singing in your head voice. And basically you can feel where the pitch is. Like if I talk down here, I can feel that my pitch is in my chest voice.
Yeah.
And if I talk up here, it's in my head voice. Sorry, I'm very husky. I should have jumped in the sea before I came in here this morning. But yeah, you can, instead of hearing it, you can feel where it is through training and practice.
Yeah. So we've only got a few minutes left, so and we're going to play, how much of the song Evergreen, because it hasn't officially been released, how much of that do you want to play today?
Ooh, I reckon let's go like, first verse and like half, and like a little bit of the chorus.
Okay, all right.
Just a little tease.
Shall we say what it's about first?
Yeah, sure. So I wrote Evergreen quite a while ago, and the track was actually lost. So I recreated it in the studio, and it's about basically the struggle as an artist and how you feel like you know you're chasing this your dream of making music and doing your thing, and anyone in any different art form I think can relate to this. It's like that constant battle of like creating something from nothing that reflects yourself, and just all the work that goes in behind that. And I think and Evergreen is, you know, like the trees. It's like staying relevant, staying fresh, staying true to yourself and who you are, and putting yourself out there no matter what anyone else thinks doing you.
All right, so we're going to do the first bit of it.
Yeah.
We'll call it a bit, for want of a better word. Here we go, folks. Evergreen by Salty.
red velvet curtains and a room full of collections where I've spent this year. Waiting on a whim for illumination, but it's been a rough affair. I've been digging around in my own lost and found, but some memories are best left in the ground. Boxes full of old beginnings, but no sign of any endings. I've been waiting on the hourglass to turn up on its feet, waiting for a dream to come.
Okay, folks, that's all you're getting. That's Salty with Evergreen. And that, you would have heard that cut like that in the studio, but it didn't do that on the air.
No, right. So it was a nice fade out, was it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I suddenly realised. If you were in the studio, you would have seen Teresa conducting me to turn the volume down. And then what happens is we push my mic fader up, and it turns the studio speakers off like that.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I suddenly realised you would have heard this horrible.
Cut. I believe in you, Aaron. Yeah. I also just mention, I'm doing a little bit of a single release party, or just like a get-together.
Yes, we should mention this.
Yeah, and so on Thursday night, this Thursday at Indies, out the back, it's basically me performing this song and the tracks on my upcoming EP, and I've invited friends and family and just anyone who's interested in emerging or local talent to come and join me to celebrate this and also all of the work that's gone into it. I've had, you know, photographers, local film producers, artists, Kuiko from Ulo's actually did the cover art for the for the single.
Yeah.
And the pizza guys will be firing up down there, so basically it's come have some pizza and BYO and just hang out for an hour and a half. Yeah.
So that's the day before the official release date,
that's
which
right.
is the first. And
yeah.
So we'll get to play the whole track here on the radio on the first.
That
after
would be
that.
Amazing.
All right. And I'll make sure I'll put it somewhere where I won't play it accidentally.
Fantastic.
I have to take it out of that folder, otherwise it will play. I've just realised. Yeah. And is there a video?
Yes, there is a music video that will be hopefully released on the same day. It's still in the works. It's been honestly one of the most intense things I've ever done, but I've been working on someone just to get it finished last minute.
And that's something, editing video, that's something you can really obsess over as well.
There's a lot of work involved, but it's absolutely beautiful. Some of the footage that we've got is local, like at Te Toto Gorge and Bridal Veil Falls, and up at a studio called Peach Palace in Auckland. So it's really beautiful footage, and I hope that it comes out on Friday as well, but if not, it'll be within the next week.
Okay, well, we'll share it on our social media channels as well.
That would be
when
amazing.
It comes out.
Yeah.
And it sounded awesome too, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I got all focused on how I faded out after the song, but it was sounding good. Yeah. Folks, we've been talking to Teresa Michaels, known as Salty, on stage. And you heard just the first minute of Evergreen there. You'll be able to hear the full track Thursday night.
Yes.
Yeah, or Friday on this radio station, Spotify, Apple Music,
iTunes, Bandcamp if you want to pay for it and support local music.
Yeah, it's always a good idea, folks. Yeah, we all know nobody really gets a lot of money out of the big streamers. Yeah,
yeah, it costs a lot of money, but it's when it's your passion, you just do it. But
one day we get that. Yeah, yeah. All right, thanks for coming in, Teresa.